FM's Morning Focus.
Brought to you by Shannon Heritage. Our King John's Castle Visitor Centre brings to life over 800 years of local history. Shannon Heritage, bringing our history closer to you.
Clare's hurlers are heading to Boston. It was announced last evening that Clare will take on Tipperary at Fenway Park, home of the city's Red Sox baseball team, in an event that will take place on November 19th. It'll be one of two hurling matches that will take place that day. Dublin will place Galway as well, both in an 11-a-side Super 11 format where the only scores come through goals. This is the second time that the initiative was held. Dublin play Galway in the first one in 2015. Joe Cooney's on the line, chairman of the Clare GAA County Board. Good morning to you, Joe.
Good morning, Gavin.
And thank you very much for joining us this morning. How was it that Clare got this particular gig?
Now, as you said, in 2015, Dublin and Galway did actually go to Boston and play in the Fenway Hurling Classic, it's called. It's an 11-a-side competition. And in this year, in 2017, they have decided to bring Clare and Tipperary. Clare being invited as being the league champions in 2016, and Tipperary have been invited as the All-Ireland champions in 2016. So they're having a four-team tournament in 2017, which takes place on the 19th of November in Boston, okay, and which is going to be a major attraction over there.
And the first one I know got the best part, nearly 30,000 spectators watching it. So it drew a crowd, certainly. What was the reaction when you got this invite? Or how do you see this in terms of an opportunity for Clare Hurling and Clare GAA?
It's an excellent opportunity for Clare Hurling and Clare GAA. There is a group of 30 people invited. That's the size of the group. It's an excellent opportunity for those players to get out to America, out to Boston, and show their talents out there, which they're well capable of doing. The panel of players and the management of the team have been delighted with the invitation, and it's something they're really looking forward to.
And it'll be members of the Clare Senior Hurling squad that'll be playing, I presume?
It is indeed. There's a panel of 24 plus mentors and board officers, and to those that will be travelling on the weekend of the 19th of November.
Okay, is there a cost implication for Clare GAA? Will you need to fundraise for this?
No, there's no cost. The GAA and the GPA are joined together in organising this, and the cost has been paid by the GAA.
So it's no burden then from that point of view. So is it a win-win situation then?
It's a win-win situation. Again, unfortunately, players will have to lie to loss of wages and whatever. The wages won't be covered, or it'll be covered as the expenses for the weekend. So that's something the players and the management will have to look into. But again, it is a win-win situation, and it's great to have our game out in them countries and expose our game, and the people can see the skill and the ability of our game.
Indeed, it is hurling, but as I said, 11-a-side, not quite hurling as we know it. I don't know if you caught the game a couple of years ago and what you make of the format.
I think myself the format is good. There is an agenda behind it, to be honest with you, Gavin, that maybe areas that are affected by immigration, maybe areas, clubs over in America that want to form teams, that you would bring in 11-a-side competition. That's really the agenda behind us, and that's what's hoped to be achieved out of us in the future.
Some of the purists won't like that, though.
Pardon?
The purists, the diehard GAA fan here, the hurling fan in Clare and elsewhere, they won't be a fan of what they might see as diluting the game.
I wouldn't say diluting the game. Again, if you have rural clubs that maybe may not be able to field 15-a-side, we already have in Clare, where you have competitions that's under the age of 13-a-side. And this is the rural clubs affected by immigration. Clubs want to set up over in America and other parts of the world that wouldn't have 15, 20 players, that this competition would come in to help those clubs. I mean, it would not be definitely diluting the competition of hurling, inter-county fixtures or club fixtures. But again, it's a help to clubs, rural clubs, that are slacking numbers.
Okay. I know that there's been works going on in the background of this one for the last little while, but as it was brewing, and certainly since the announcement was made last evening, what's the reaction been like? Do you think that many Clare fans will travel for this one?
I couldn't see a big amount of Clare fans travelling. Really, it is for the people of Boston and the catchment area of Boston and America to try and promote the game over there. So my belief is little or no fans will travel from this country. But again, as you know and I know, there's a lot of people have immigrated from this country and they would love to be meet the Clare, Tipperary, Dublin and Galway teams over there. And my honest belief is it'll be a bigger attraction this time than the last time with the four teams going to it.
Okay, and you described it as a tournament. Is it, will there be an overall winner of the four teams or is it two matches or does that even,
no,
do you see it as an exhibition?
No, there won't be an overall winner. There won't be an overall winner, Gavin. It is really to promote the game. That's what it's about, promoting the game and promoting this super 11 aside. That's what it's called. It's a shotting game and it's really promotion hurling. That's what it's all about. And promote it to the world and to America. And it will get big press over there. That is definite. The last time it got major press, because really, as I say, part of the media over there, and again, it's going to be well promoted over there again this time. And as I've said, with the four teams going, that is going to be a major, major attraction.
Okay, well, we'll see what happens in that one going forward. Plenty of hurling and football, of course, to happen between now and then. Hurling, of course, tonight in Cusick Park as well. Are you expecting a big crowd for the minor semi-final, Clare versus Limerick?
We are indeed, Gavin. Look, at the next couple of weeks are going to be very busy, starting tonight with our minor hurlers who are playing Limerick in the Munster semi-final. Always, as you know and I know, and the general public around Clare and Limerick know, when Clare and Limerick meet in the championship, a big attraction again tonight in Innes, in Cusick Park. There'll be a big crowd there. Then we have our minor footballers in Killarney on Sunday morning, 12 o'clock, playing in the Munster minor football final. Again, a brilliant achievement for the management and the panel of players, and we wish them the best of luck. We have our senior footballers out at the weekend up in Leash in the qualifiers who have put in an excellent performance against Kerry, and hopefully they'll build on that and go on and beat Leash and move forward in the qualifiers. And of course, Sunday weekend, the big Munster final down in Tullis, Clare and Cork. The whole country, the whole world probably looking forward to that one. And again, a major attraction in the Munster final.
And are you expecting much of a crowd for the unveiling of the Michael Cusick statue this evening then outside of Cusick Park?
That's another thing that's on this evening. It's starting at 6:15 up to 7 o'clock is the unveiling of the Michael Cusick Memorial outside Cusick Park. As we all know, Michael Cusick was the founder of the GAA. Again, there should be a fine turnout for it. The organising committee that put up this monument in honour of Michael Cusick have worked very hard over the last couple of months in achieving this, and they have achieved it. They have really expecting a big crowd at Cusick Park this evening, and again, a major achievement both for the committee that's organising it and for the Clare GAA, and to have this monument outside Cusick Park for visitors, for people visiting town, that is going to be a major attraction.
Absolutely, indeed. And you'll have a man's brainchild leading, creating an organisation which now sees four counties squaring off in a game he loved so far away later on this year. Not a bad legacy to leave. Joe, thanks for joining us this morning.
No problem, Gavin.
Thank you very much. Joe Cooney there, Chair of the Clare County Board. Let us know your thoughts on that one at home as Clare go to Boston. You're listening to Morning Focus, and in a short little while we'll let you enter our competition, which will see you at home, if you're lucky, win a €50 paint voucher with compliments of Burke's Hardware and Furniture in Milltown, Malbay. So brighten up your life literally on us if you are lucky enough this morning. Do stay tuned, we'll be giving you our competition question on that very shortly as well. We will be hearing about the importance of being skin safe as well very shortly indeed. You're listening to Morning Focus in Clare FM.
Clare FM's Morning Focus, the voice of the Banner County.